A third factor is change is resisted because we misunderstand the importance of a folkway to a people, and we misdiagnose the emergence of anger. Anger has many uses. In many Christian churches, anger is looked upon as something that is to be seriously and carefully avoided. But anger is a very important diagnostic for a person who would bring change to an organization. You see, the emergence of anger and its presence indicates that the organism is irritable. And that's a good sign of life. Organizations that don't have enough life to even get angry are really in trouble because they have no source of energy on which to draw. But if an organization shows a great deal of anger, then you have a chance during the period that the anger is being manifested and shortly thereafter, while feelings are still in a riled condition, to get at issues and to tease out opinions and histories and old learnings and lessons that would not be available to you at any other time. In a calm and placid environment, people don't work hard at revealing themselves. But when their energy is up and their dander is up, here is the opportunity to really find out what's going on. There's a sense in which the most fruitful time for understanding a folk culture is during the time of transgression of some norm, the violation of some edge, and if one is not eliminated by that process because of having stepped too far over that edge, the learnings that will result from it are marvelous indeed. Consider the case of the young man in the Northern Church having to direct the youth ministry, a church that had a history going back over a century. He has the young people. He's recently retained by the congregation to lead the youth. And so he has the young people. And in the basement of the church on a cold winter's day, he's leading them in a series of relay games. During the process of leading these young people in the relay games, he has them to pass under the altar in the sanctuary above for this relay game. And the next week found himself summarily dismissed by the church board, who were infuriated by this transgression of sacred zone, because here was a church, though English-speaking, in middle-class North America, here was a church that had developed and carried over from a century earlier an ancient taboo, as clearly as the taboo that you could put in any native tribe in some remote and more primitive place, because there was an invisible dotted line on the floor underneath the altar that any person with any sensibility would know was not to be transgressed, because people had been disciplined from that place for many years. It was not to be laughed about. It was not to be joked about. No merriment was to occur there, because if you stood there under that...